Homestyle Aged Care, the fifth quarter.
Cats found themselves in a little bit of early trouble, it's fair to say. 15 points down, approaching time on in the first quarter, and all the momentum with the men in navy blue and red. But after quarter time, the Cats put the foot down. 7-goal second term, and they finished it off with a 6-goal final term to secure a 20-point win and win number 11 of 2026.
So stand up and fight, remember our tradition. Stand up and fight, it's always our ambition. Throughout the game to fight with all our might, because we're the mighty blue and white. And when the ball is bounced to the final bell, stand up and fight like
they did tonight, the Cats, and they well and truly stay alive in the hunt for an elimination final berth and avoiding a wild card final to start their finals campaign. We will, in this fifth quarter, go down into the Cats' room, speak with one of the victorious players, hopefully speaking with either Tom Atkins or Ollie Wiltshire, and we'll also go down ground level when we get the signal from the great Davey Collins, players being interviewed by the TVs. Let's have it with Shannon Neal on Fox Footy.
We knew what we were going to be up against, and it was good to get them in tonight.
A good challenge. They were 9 straight here at the MCG. We spoke to Scotty before the game. We know how Stephen King's got them playing really offensively, but it took you a while to crack them open, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't look at the stats too much, but we knew they were unbeaten on the G, and obviously King having some experience with us, we sort of knew that he'd be thinking the way that we play. So, they've sort of got a lot of run in their team, so we'll try to mitigate that. We got on top of them, which is great.
Hey, Jeremy Cameron, Jay Poggenhorn and yourself up there in the front half worked pretty well tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw what Jay can do last week, and he's a phenomenal talent, really disciplined, and I love working with him. And we really, really, we're going to rely on our depth a bit, as every team does. So he's come along really well. He's had some cracking games in the VFL, and it's good to see him get a chance continuously.
What about Melbourne's game? What was the important thing to come in here and stop in terms of what they're good at?
We sort of looked at their corridor game. They sort of wanted to get it back through the corridor. Obviously, the G's a big ground, so they wanted to come back through. We just tried to sort of defend that and not let them back through, and try and defend them and keep them out wide.
The ruck battle was pretty interesting. Edwards and, well, Flixars took care of Maxi tonight. It was a pretty team effort across the board, though, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I love seeing a number matchup, and Junk's obviously been really well, going really well this year. So, we sort of talk. He's probably the premier ruckman in the competition, so it's really good to see a young fella stand up and do his role tonight.
Major signs another year. It's nice to have the old boy around another year.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw the news come through today, and I haven't sent him a message yet, or actually congratulated him yet, but it's good to see him. Hopefully those hamstrings hold up another year.
Well done tonight.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
That's Shannon Neal. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory, courtesy of Fox Sports. Two convenient locations, St George's Road, North Lane, and Marshalltown Road, Grovedale. We're in the fifth quarter for Homestyle Aged Care, the best alternative to being at home. We'll stay with our friends at Fox, see who else has a chat. I believe we're speaking with Ollie Wiltshire down in the Cats rooms, which will be fantastic. Big night for him. 3-1, and jump on the SMS anytime as well. 0456955955, and also the KFC X Benny. Those responses will start coming through, as we always ask post game. We just ask for your thoughts, and Cat fans will be pretty happy with that one tonight. Patrick Dangerfield, I think, is ready to have a chat with Fox. We'll get down to that in a moment. We'll keep an eye on him injury-wise. And I suspect the match review officer will have some things to deal with, maybe.
Thank you,
Hutto.
We were just having a chat here with Danger about Jay Poggy. Walked past.
Patrick Dangerfield.
How long are those arms?
Farmer's arms. Although I think his brothers would say he does bugger all now, being a professional athlete. But it's been a great story. He's really persevered right throughout the season. It's great to see him get his opportunity last week. And I said to him pre-game, mate, this is the ground that you want to play well at. This is where dreams come true. So enjoy the G.
I said during the game you exceeded your Medicare levy. They were working on you all over. Had your calf, your groin, everything was going on tonight. How is it?
Oh, I pinched it in front of you, actually. I saw you on the boundary line, so it sort of just took another hour to warm up again. But that's footy sometimes. Just got to grit your teeth and get through it.
Any concerns?
I don't think so. This is just a knock on my shin that sort of bled a bit. And then that was a bit sore, but wait and see early next week. Probably scan it, but because I'm able to sort of get moving after half time, just change of direction stuff is a bit average.
Super game of footy to watch. It was so fast. 101 from turnover you scored tonight. Like, that was just the Cats in full flow, wasn't it?
Yeah. We've spoken about it for a long time. We haven't always executed it right, but, you know, defence underpinning how we turn the ball over and then how we attack. That's your best form, right? So I thought we executed really well. They started like a house on fire. They played this ground really well, and we had to be up for that. And it's great to see that we are missing a few soldiers, but it's next man in and executing job.
You wouldn't want O'Sheen Mullen in an intra-club practice match. You wouldn't get near it. He's doing a pretty good job at the moment.
No one wants Osh. He's an incredible athlete. He's doing an unbelievable job. I think, you know, as his career progresses, he'll win even more of the footy. But the job that he does for us, it's great to see that some external kudos coming for him as well, not just internal, because he's a vital cog for us.
Congratulations on another year, Danger. We can't wait to watch you next year. But enjoy the ice bath tonight. I think you might be in it for a long time.
Thanks, DK.
That's Patrick Dangerfield speaking with Fox Footy for the Sandman Mattress Factory. We're in the fifth quarter thanks to Homestyle Aged Care. Tom King, Ben Cassanilia, Mark Neild, and Jason Doherty's down in the victorious Cats rooms. We'll get there in a moment. His tweets on the
off key 0456955955. A few people wondering forward blitzarves. He started the game forward, and some people questioning that. Obviously, early on, Bailey Smith was being tagged. He was quiet though early. Bailey Smith, he didn't have a possession. I reckon it took him about 10 minutes to find the footy. Chris from Brisbane, Sully is fast, became my favourite play. Absolute gun. Another danger. Looked well off it tonight. Not sure about another year. Travis from Port Melbourne. The big horn of Polk loves to put a block on in marking contests. He got away with a few and he got pulled up on two. Wasn't pretty tonight, but an important win. Great call, guys. Gee, we desperately missed Myers inside 50. It's a pleasure to watch him hit forward, lace out on the chest. No dump kicks to packs like we were becoming accustomed to. Look at the results. See, I do agree. His ability to find targets is fantastic.
Down to the rooms we go. Jason Doherty, we find you in the victorious Cats rooms.
Yes. Lots of people down here too. There's a lot of backslapping going on.
Dylan from Ocean. Just Jace. Dylan from Ocean Grove. Beauty suggesting that Ocean Grove need a coach.
They've needed one for a while.
I do.
You know Dylan?
I don't know Dylan, but unfortunately... Well, not unfortunately. It'd be a great job for someone to put their hand up to. Jace, what are you doing? Interested?
No, I'm busy. Sorry. Other things on.
Yeah, well.
Here come the Cats players now.
Sliding doors.
We'll get the song.
We will get the song. And we're getting Ollie Wiltshire.
We are.
Very good.
K-Rock Zone.
Oh, Jace, here you are. Front and centre. Channel 7. Line 3.
Here's the song. Well, maybe not.
Hang on a minute.
I've got it. There was a lot of woo, like, to start the song, and then there was less.
Tom's short late.
Oh, he's running late. Okay. He'll be all right. I'm not too far away from the song. Talk amongst yourselves. Good win by the Cats. Win number 11. Here it is. Down to you, Jason. Where is the great Ollie Wiltshire?
Well, they're just working them out. I think he's coming straight away now, so we'll be able to get him.
Good evening to Hugh, listening in Helsinki in Finland.
Really?
Yep. Welcome to
you.
Hugh and Meredith.
All right, we have K-Rock Zone. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, wait. Hang on, he's been paged.
Oh, he's been... Oh, he's been paged. Where's he been paged to?
I think he might have to... I think he might have to present...
Oh, as into...
I think he might. Oh. So we'll just hang on. We'll just wait and see what's happening here.
Okay.
Never happened before.
No. All right. He's got the tap on the shoulder.
He's got the tap on the shoulder. Hang on a minute. He's right to go, I think.
Do we need to whistle?
Yep. Ollie Wiltshire has joined us. I reckon he might have to be a bit sharp here. Ollie, what's happening? What happened there?
Sam DeCaney, you know how Sam DeCaney went down at the start of the game with, I think he's, he's spewing or something.
Yeah, a bit of illness.
I actually spewed out on the ground, so just to make sure that I haven't caught what he's got.
Keep you away from everybody else too, probably.
Nah, but I'm feeling good now, so, yeah. Nah.
Well, you'd be feeling pretty good after that, I suspect. That was a great game by you individually, but also the team.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks have been a bit down, so yeah, it was good to get on the end of a few, but yeah, it was a great four-quarter effort from the lads, so yeah, we're stoked with that win.
Ollie Kingy and Benny Cass and Neildy, you're living your dream, aren't you?
Yeah, it's good fun, Kingy. It's real good fun.
What makes it so much fun, other than winning and kicking goals, but you know, just the fact you get to rock up to work every day and be a footballer?
Yeah, mate, it's yeah, it's unbelievable. It's yeah, dream come true. Obviously, I was a chippy before this, so it's a bit different to being on the tools, that's for sure.
No Jeremy Cameron. Your forward line today has a bloke playing his second game, a guy that's a late inclusion, a bloke playing his 64th game, and you playing your 13th game, and all of a sudden, between you, you've kicked the, I think, five, doing some quick math, 14 of the 18 goals have come from four blokes. Just talk to us about how the system worked tonight for that group.
Yeah, obviously you mentioned Polky. He's been so good for us. Last week, his debut, he kicked, I think, two or three goals. He's been unbelievable. His presence up forward, big star player in Jeremy going out, but he's filled his socks perfectly. So, yeah, we're stoked for him.
Ollie, it's Benny Cass. Did you ever think you'd have time in an AFL game to try and get a handball and then fall over and then get up and then have time to snap the goal?
Mate, I almost made a meal of that. Wasn't Scratch's handball at all. It was just me not keeping my feet. But, yeah, it was good to... I just threw it on the boot and it went in, to be honest.
Absolutely. You did really well. Your forward line there, we mentioned, I suppose, you know, the fans think Cameron out. You know, Dangerfield obviously injured tonight a little bit, so perhaps wasn't going. And they think, oh, geez, how's that forward line going to work? I suppose it makes you perhaps a little bit more unpredictable in what you're doing.
Exactly right. Well, we got so much depth in the VFL, so really anyone could come in and fill the roles that we need. So, yeah, it's working great. And, you know, if more people go out, we've got so much more people to come back in. So, yeah.
I know you'll probably say you're happy to play anywhere, but, you know, as your career develops, you know, where do you think your best position's going to be, say, when you're at, let's hope you get to 100 games? Is it going to be a sort of a playmaking wingman, or is it going to be that sort of half forward that can kick goals?
Yeah, it's hard to tell at the moment. I'm obviously playing 50-50 wing and forward, so yeah, still trying to figure that out myself, but I'm enjoying my time playing either roles, whatever helps the team.
For Sam, our Mattress Factory, speaking with Geelong youngster Ollie Wiltshire on K-Rock Footy. Here's Mark Neild.
Ollie, well done tonight. Awesome game. Pleasure to watch. Hey, tell us, we've just been chatting about how differently the game looked after quarter time.
Yeah.
Can you remember, this is going to be a hard one, can you remember what the coaches spoke to the group about at quarter time?
Oh, not really. I kind of put my head down, don't really listen. But nah. they're so good at moving it off the line. And it was pretty quick that first quarter, and we just had to take the sting out of it. I think we had 9 uncontested marks in that first quarter. So it was just about taking control of the game and, you know, possession, time with ball in hand.
Now, with that, that's what it looked like. And, look, it's well and good for coaches to be able to say that, but then you guys have to go and execute that plan, and you did it so well after quarter time in particular.
Yep.
Just a comment. We also thought that you and Brian Myers and Close and Manor, you started to really put pressure on the Melbourne rebound 50s.
Yep.
Tell us what it's like to play with those three guys and what they bring and how you're now a part of that group that does that.
Yeah, oh, it's unbelievable. We speak about forward pressure all week, trying to beat our man in. But, yeah, those three that you mentioned, Grein, Closey and Sean, they're unbelievable players. I think, you know, Sean's played 50 games or so, but the other boys are, you know, getting into that veteran stage, and it's awesome to, you know, learn and pick their brains during the week.
Where are you living, Ollie? You still at home, or have you just moved in with the lovely, or have you got a couple of boys you live with, or what?
I live in Torquay with Tanner Bruin and Mitch Nevitt. So,
who cooks?
Not me.
Who's the untidiest of the three of you?
I'll probably keep that one to myself.
Is that you then, obviously?
Nah, not me. Oh, always put the blame on the other boys.
Right. What's the best thing about living with two teammates?
Oh, mate, it's great. It's living with your best mates. You know, you cook and clean together. You do everything together. Go into the club together, and, you know, you create such a, you know, strong bondship. So, I love it.
Do you go to the supermarket together and just sort of have three of you around the trolley and,
yeah,
I'm getting this, and then, no, you can't buy that. And
yeah, no, you spot on. Got the Ugg boots, truckies on, and jump in the car. And
a few selfies for the kids in the car park.
Nah, we're pretty good. We go down the underground car park in Coles.
You don't want to mingle with the old pubic.
Nah.
God bless you.
Now, Ollie, what's going at Barwon Heads? Are you going home to lodge a clearance to play tomorrow afternoon against Anglesey?
Yeah, down at Alimatta. The boys are going well, so I'll be down. I'll try and get down there, you know, 15 minutes down the road. So, yeah, see how we go.
No excuses,
hopefully they get the win.
Ollie.
You won't have K-Rock stalking you like that previous time.
Yeah, I know. You boys aren't down there, are you?
Nah.
I'll be there then.
Can you port and talk tomorrow? Can you just send us updates throughout the day? That'll be great.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Hey, Ollie, fantastic, mate. Thoroughly enjoying your progress. You're getting an opportunity and you're taking it with both hands, and long may that continue back here in 6 days' time to do it all against the Pies in front of a big crowd. Enjoy the ruse and your beloved Seagulls tomorrow, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Ollie.
Ollie Wiltshire joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Kicked Kikini this season now, Ollie Wiltshire with, what did he kick, Kikini? Three.
So he's kicked 12 for the season from 11 games.
Yeah. Yep. It's a very good return, isn't it?
Yep, 13 from 13 for his career.
Yeah.
So, finding his feet.
Interesting to see where he does progress to as a player.
Yep.
He's got some real playmaking ability. He's got good speed. He's got sort of clean hands. And at the moment, you know, perhaps I don't know what his tank's like. He perhaps doesn't quite have the tank to play full-time wing at AFL level. But, you know, tonight, if he can go forward and slip through a goal or two when he's not playing on the wing, you know, that's a, you know, real... string to his bow. That'll, you know, if he's a bit of dangerous doing both, that's even better. So, I mean, that's what Dempsey's good at.
He's just a ripping person. I'm happy to share this, though. Like, just before he got drafted, him and I had a cup of coffee, and he said, oh, look, I'm really keen to see if I can play at a higher level. He's talking about coming to Geelong Footy League, and he rang back about a week later. He said, I don't know whether you follow the AFL, but I might not be able to play for South Wales this year. I've just got drafted.
Right.
The fact that he picked up the phone to say...
Yeah, it's gold.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Absolute ripper.
Just to give you an idea too, he's the seventh cat into double figures for goals this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so, good return. For a bloke that's only played now 11 of the 19
games.
Yeah,
and he's one that you sort of would love to... I mean, he's going to have some growing pains. He's going to have some quiet games. And I'm sure the Cats will manage him. But, you know, he's one that... He's not going to play well every week. He's going to have some very quiet games playing the position he does, and given his inexperience. And, you've just got to try and get him to 50, 60, 70 games as quickly as you can. But it's hard to do.
It is. He's got talent. We saw that tonight. Like, big stage... Friday night footy, MCG, those types of things. Kicks three, had another shot. And you're right, Ben, he will get there. He's also one of those interesting ones. He came through the pathway, so through the Geelong Falcons, but it was in the COVID years, so they didn't play much.
Yep.
So, yeah, wonderful to then go back to local footy and get drafted.
Well, I think it's a different story, but another player who got lost in all that sort of COVID was Sean Manor.
Yeah.
I think that impacted his ability to go to the next level as quickly. It took him till he was 26, King, was he, before he got drafted?
Yep.
And, you know, that's proven to be a pretty shrewd pick from the Cats. You know, he's hopefully got, you know, 3 or 4 years left of him. Was he 28, Manor? And he's got, you know, two, three really good years ahead of him. So, you know, they've been able to take blokes from different programs and different pathways, a bit left field. I mean, Lawson Humphries was probably a bit left field. Dempsey was certainly a bit left field out of the amateurs.
They've been taking blokes left field for a long time.
Yeah, they have. And not all of them work, but they're able to... The thing about it, King, you sort of always marvel at the Cats, is they have a great ability, and I'm sure it's, you know, Nigel Lappin leading the way, that they have a great ability to develop players. It's one thing to have the player. It's another thing then to actually develop them and develop a skill set and work around what they do well, find out what they do well, and then really hone in on that, and then work on the things that they need to work on in the background. And Geelong have a great ability to fit blokes in, and then Ollie Dempsey's probably a classic example.
Yeah,
get him from nowhere. He can run out. His tank is elite. So let's play him on the wing, because that's probably where he's going to be able to use his tank best.
That's a good point, Ben. I was talking to a fellow I used to work with during the week, and he is still at the Bombers, and he was talking about there. And you make a really good point about the development of the players, and I think something that gets overlooked in that is stability of your club. Now, Nigel Lappin and the other coaches that have cycled through the Geelong Development Department are high end. One of the things that they've been able to do with the stability of the coaching group and the whole club, they're being educated on about on the system that doesn't change.
Yeah.
It's got a similar culture, and the clubs, for example, like the Bombers, you know, and the Blues that change coaches every 5 minutes,
it
makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
You cycle in a whole group of coaches, the theory changes, what they want in a player changes. It sort of all feeds into everything. But yes, you're right, they've got a great development department. They have, you know, steady players that come through, guys like Selwood and before him, guys like Ling and Harley that set this place up, and Bomber got it going from a coaching perspective, and it just rolls on. And that it takes a long time to get a football club or any organisation into that top shelf and to stay there. And Geelong are doing that in all areas of the club.
Our chat with Ollie Wiltshire, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. The Sandman specialises in two-sided pillow tops, extra firm comfort tops and pure latex designs, plus popular all-natural range of cotton and wool. Local delivery available. Check out sandman.com.au. Just around the grounds for the Sporting Globe, Geelong and in the end, Frio, after battling early against the Eagles, have really pulled away 105-41, and that's another step towards the minor premiership that will be very shortly secured. You would suspect in the next couple of weeks they'll be guaranteed top spot. Doesn't matter, 1v1 and 2 means exactly the same thing.
Yeah, yes, you're right. And Grumpy Dave was just pointing out to me, quickly showed me the stat sheet. Leading a player on that ground, a leading disposals, is actually Marcus Herbert.
Is it?
On connection.
Just yep.
Having a great game. Good on him.
Yeah, from down Warrnambool way, played a little bit of footy with Leopold and obviously starred with the Geelong VFL. He'll be looking, he'll be wrapped, obviously he's wrapped to beat AFL level. Yeah, wouldn't be wanting to give him that back in a hurry, but the VFL boys are a big chance of winning a flag this year. But he's on an AFL list, so...
Yes, and we'll be taking that.
Yes, absolutely. Sporting Globe Geelong, your home ground for AFL.
Homestyle Aged Care, the fifth quarter.